Hi, this is Rick. I'm talking to Alan Benjamin from Advent, and I guess caretaker of the New Jersey Prog House music series, or?
Yeah, I guess that's about as good a title as I can think of. Just trying to help run everything as best I can. You know, Jim is the founder and still is really in charge of everything, but I'm kind of, you know, running the technical end and production end of most of, at least the performance aspects of things now. And booking some bands, you know, with Jim's blessing and stuff like that.
The New Jersey Prog House series is really a neat thing because Advent opened up and, let's see, who else? Frog Cafe.
Oh, yeah, for the Homecoming Festival this weekend, yeah.
Beardfish and District 97, of course, with John Wetton. Whose idea was it to do the Homecoming?
It was really Jim's idea. I think he'd felt, doing this nearly 15 years, it was a good time to try his hand at a festival. It seemed, you know, the 15-year anniversary seemed like a good reason to do it. And also, I think just the time seemed right for maybe doing a festival on a smaller, more intimate scale. Because, it's just getting harder and harder to do the bigger festivals these days economically, right?
Yeah, and maybe with the disappearance of Nearfest, I guess, you know, the time was ripe for something like this. So and it's neat because it's at Roxy and Duke's, and I guess, you know, for lack of a better word, it's a bar.
It's a really funky little restaurant bar that's got a really cool vibe, really good food. I'm finding more and more, because I don't generally eat for just shows, but now that I'm here all day, I've been eating and I've really been enjoying the food. Really friendly people, and I think they really thrive on diversity, and they're really a kind of a grassroots, really open-minded organization here. And it's they're not really prog fans in general, but they're just open, and we just have a great relationship with them, and vice versa. And so we love doing stuff here.
And the Prog House started out with a one-room schoolhouse, right?
Well, actually, I believe the Prog House was titled back when it was at the Metlar Bodine or Metlar Bodine House. I've heard people say it both ways, which was old building in Piscataway, and I believe that was where the Prog House actually got its name. And then there was a big fire there, and didn't just level a house, but I think it maybe burned about two-thirds of it, rendering it unusable. And then Jim had found the one-room schoolhouse in Metuchen, and for a long time it was there. And that's really where I started to play at the Prog House, with Mirth Rander first and then Advent.
I guess if it was a silent H, it would be Anhistoric.
Yeah, Anhistoric, but I sound stuffy saying that. But, you know, I don't want to sound like an idiot either.
Now, I forgot about Mirth Rander. That was Nearfest, right? You guys played too?
No, Mirth Rander played... We played with Mirth Rander first at New Jersey Prog House at the schoolhouse, and then we went to Baja Prague after that.
Gotcha.
And then from Baja Prague to Rozfest.
It was Rozfest. Okay.
Yeah, unless I'm going senile, which is entirely possible.
Yeah, Baja was one I really wanted to get out to, and then they skipped one, maybe because it was the 13th one or something. Or
ours was the 10th, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, in 2006.
I heard some wives' tale about they didn't want to have it because of unlucky number 13.
Oh, really?
Or something. Yeah, that's why they skipped the 1 year.
They're more superstitious down there in Mexico, I think, than they are.
I always miss the good ones because I always wanted to go to FMPM up in Montreal.
Yeah,
and
me
then
too.
I finally wanted to get up there, and then they closed it down.
Yeah, we never made it either. I would really have loved to have gone up there.
I forgot about Mirth Rander because they put out just one record. Was it for the Old Women?
For You, the Old Women.
Right.
They actually had another one that was slated to come out much later, a slightly different style, but there was one tune from the old days that was on there. I think the label folded is what happened. It was going to be called Luna. And somewhere I have a CD-R of it that doesn't really play very well, so I'm going to have to get another copy from those guys. But there's a tune that they refer to as number 8, which I think might be called Another World, or There's Another World Out There, which we used to do in the set as well, which was a very challenging piece to play, too, and fun, and sort of bridged the gap in my mind from the old style of Mirth Rander to the newer, which was quite a bit different and a little bit less traditional prog sounding.
Classic Mirth Rander.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Advent played the schoolhouse a few times, right?
Yeah, we played twice in 2007, and we also played Prog Day that year, which the Prague House folks were very instrumental, I think, in getting us down there as well. So 2007 was the first year we really started playing out. And, yeah, we've done some, well, one other show with the Prague House at a venue we used previously in Kenilworth back in December of 2011, and then opening up the Homecoming this weekend.
Right. Now, Advent, you guys have known each other for a while, right? At least you and Henry?
We actually met in 1989 and formed the beginnings of Advent then in, I think it was October of 89.
The Advent of Advent.
The Advent of Advent of October 89. Put it on your calendar.
That's right.
I don't know if the church would agree with that, but that's when we first met. And then Henry's younger mother, Mark. Did I say that right? I think so. Henry's younger brother, Mark.
Yes, you did.
Graduated from Berklee College of Music with an audio engineering degree in 1990 and came down and just, immediately joined. And it was like he was always there. And that has, those three of us have been together since then.
So many good musicians from there. He graduated audio engineering?
Yeah, he had an audio engineer.
That's interesting.
I'm a dropout. I went up there when I was 16.
That's right.
I was a guitar major, and I was a prog guy in a jazz world, and being 16, and the only girl I liked married Steve Vai later, so.
Oh, is that right?
Pia Miyoko.
Oh, yeah, they're still together, right?
Yeah, I think so. It was really freaky. I went to an autograph session, really, to ask Steve about his performance that I saw him do up there when I was there, and their son was there, too, and he looks like her, which makes sense. I haven't seen her since 79, but.
Gotcha. Well, you did all right for yourself.
Oh, I wouldn't have it any other way.
That's right.
It's a good thing I left Berklee, see?
So many people from Berklee. I think Jeff Berlin is, too. I interviewed him a few years back. And then my man, Jeannie, and all kinds of people.
Two of the Mirthrander guys were there, too. I don't think they graduated either. I believe Simon and John both went to Berklee, but not for the full term.
Right.
Or for the full, degree.
Now, Mark and Henry, is it Patak?
Patak, yeah.
Okay, because I keep wanting to do a silent, like, tack.
No, it's Polish for bird.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, a lot of people, like, shorten their names when it's like Patakova, maybe,
As far as I know, it's always been Patak, and I have another friend I met when I first started playing stick, who was a stick player, and he saw our credits on our old cassette, it was so long ago, and he said, oh, Patak, that means bird. It's appropriate. They sing really nicely. They're like the Bird Brothers.
Yes. Yeah, and he must be, Henry must be a huge Giant fan.
Oh, yeah, Henry and Mark both are.
Yeah. I guess, because I know you guys, when you play Prague Day, you rip through, was it Freehand?
Yeah.
You guys, played that. And it's funny, yesterday I was coming back from the hotel and I turned on XM radio and Working All Day was on. On Deep Cuts.
Oh, that's a great,
Or Deep
one,
Tracks,
too.
Whatever it is. Yeah. So that's like, one. Usually they play like Bebop Deluxe or Flower Kings when they want to do any Prague.
Hmm.
It's right before Tom Petty's Buried Treasure. So.
Wow.
Yeah, something silly like that. But I thought that was really appropriate, too. And your drummer, he played violin on a song, right?
Yeah, actually two. I used to do that, but I had to stop because we used to have another guitar player with us when we played live.
Okay.
And he's actually still with us, but more on a part-time basis and won't play live with us anymore because of several personal things, mainly medical. Nothing really serious, but
right. Something
that he feels uncomfortable, committing to playing live. So
not musical differences, medical differences.
Yeah, medical differences, musical differences. Yeah, no, we're still working together. He composed stuff on the new album. We worked on a few things together. And he's not on every tune of the new album, but he's on a lot of it, including the new epic. We have one that's 19 minutes long, and the piece we played yesterday, actually, the first new one is the reprise from that.
Okay.
And it has a lot of thematic material from it, but and Greg is not on the reprise, but he is on the 19-minute. It's called The Silent Sentinel.
And so you've got it pretty much done, or how's that working?
Well, our goal is to have all the tracking and hopefully at least most of the mixing done by the end of the year.
Okay.
It's aggressive, but it's still doable, I think.
Yeah.
We've picked up the pace a lot up until the last couple of weeks, stopping and shifting gears just to playing live to make sure that we, did the best set we could yesterday. But now we'll be getting back into the mode to finish up everything. We have, I'd say, about 80 to 85% of the tracking at least and a lot of the mixing already done.
So all you guys are doing other stuff with families and everything, and I'm sure, right, regular jobs.
Oh, yeah, all of us have full-time jobs and families, although I guess Henry and myself, our kids are in or well, either in college or out of college, you know, already. So we don't have kids at home, but you know, we still have pretty busy day jobs and the rest of us family.
Yeah. You guys do anything else musically, or pretty much everything goes into Advent, I guess?
No, not really. I mean, Brian, our new bass player, has this really fantastic fusion tribute band called Pictor's Metamorphosis, and I believe he's the leader.
Tribute band?
Yeah, it's named after a David Sanchez and Tone piece, and they actually do a lot of David Sanchez and Tone. They do other things like Return of Forever and Other Chick Corea.
Brand X and stuff?
I don't think they do any Brand X, but I wouldn't be surprised if they started to do it. They're a fantastic fusion tribute band, and they played the Prog House a couple of times, and the second time that they played happened to be right after we parted ways with our last bass player, and I saw Brian in a different light that night, and I said, you know what, this guy would be awesome for Advent, and I talked to him, and he was interested but didn't have time, and then we pre-released a new track from the new Advent album coming up, and he saw it on YouTube, and he liked it so much that it kind of reminded him, and I guess things changed in his life enough where he had at least enough time to maybe consider it, and came on by, and he's just been awesome. So he's been fully committed for the last, probably, I think he's joined maybe like 5-6 months ago.
So, I mean, if anybody's doing like Romantic Warrior, I mean, that's like the gold standard.
Yeah.
That and One of a Kind, I think, are my two favorite fusion records.
Yeah, I can't argue with that at all.
Yeah. Yeah, that's some good stuff. Cantus Firmus is the second one?
Yeah, it's the second.
Okay, the second one. So what's your first one called?
Just self-titled Advent.
Okay, I might have that too. I can't remember.
It has a kind of a funny painting, and the words Advent kind of look like duent on it. And I look like I'm a midget because I'm kneeling in the painting. A friend of mine at work did it, and it was really nice of him. I think he did both that and the sketches of us in it, but he yeah, for some reason I don't look necessarily like I'm kneeling unless you look closely, so I look like I'm about 3 feet tall.
That's fine, like dwarf.
Yeah.
For all the older people in the audience. So this one that's coming up will be the third one?
It will be the third.
Okay. And Cantus Firmus has that lot. Was it Sailor's Tale?
Ramblin' Sailor.
Ramblin' Sailor. That's about, it's like 18 minutes or something like
that. Yeah, it's 18 minutes. 18 and change. I think 18, 19, or some 18 in the teens somewhere in seconds.
Right. Did you guys do all original material or at the set at the Prog House?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I thought so.
Yeah, we've snuck in a few covers in the past, but we're in general not doing that now, although that may change.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I mean, they want to hear your stuff. That's why they're here for Advent. So I've been talking to Alan Benjamin, who is, well, whatever you do with the Prog House. You know, I'm sure you guys have official titles, right?
Yeah, what was it say in the program? I forget. But we have these ship type titles.
Yeah, that's right.
Know, because we're sort of poking fun at all these, you know, cruises that are going on now.
That's right. Yeah, you could.
It's loving fun, but we are sort of poking fun at that. But I forget what my title is. The ship's engineer, I think.
Engineer, that's right.
Yeah, I think I'm the ship's engineer.
You got ship's captain, and you got like, and I guess your wife Amy would be like Julie, right? The cruise director.
Yeah, I think, yeah, something like that. Yeah.
So, well, it's hard to have a cruise in New Jersey, so. Yeah. Like a canal, maybe, or something like that. Yeah, it's pretty cool. So you'll say it's out sometime, well, whenever you get it done.
Well, I really think that the latest it will be out will be the middle of next year, but my goal is that with all the post-production and everything, February or March, that's really my feeling. Unless some catastrophic delay happens that's unforeseen, that's the schedule we're working on, getting the album finished by the end of the year, and if we don't, maybe January, finishing whatever's left over, and then, you know, doing the post-production, having it out February or March.
And you put it all out yourself, right?
I think we're going to do it again. Like, yeah, our first one was on Mellow, actually.
Okay.
And second one we did independently, and it worked really well for us, and I think we're inclined to do the third one independently as well, but I'm open, you know, I think we're all open to ideas if somebody really might be interested in picking it up.
You got a website, right?
Yeah, it's it's going to be updated. It looks like it's from 1990 something, because it is.
Right.
Other, I mean, there's some content on it that's updated, but the format, it's adventmusic.net.
Okay.
Hopefully by the time a few months roll around, that'll be updated as well. We already have a new one in the works. We just have to finish it up.
You guys do Facebook or?
Yeah, yeah. But I think it's Advent Prague, if I remember.
Right.
Is the shortcut. But we're definitely on there.
Okay, Advent Prague. There's probably like a metal band named Advent too.
There was actually.
Was there? Yeah, I can see that.
I think there was more than one. There's one that actually threatened us to change our name.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, but they didn't.
Like you're a threat.
Yeah. Well, we were first, and we released material first, which actually I learned in the process was the legal precedent. It was really who had a commercial release first.
Oh, okay. So it's not like Queensryche, where you both can have the name, right?
Yeah.
What a mess that is, right? So, anything else you want to say about your music instead of buy it instead of stealing it?
No, I just want to thank you for doing the interview. It's really a nice surprise that reached out to me to do this. I really appreciate the time. It is very nice doing this. If there's anything else I could do for you, please let me know.
Sounds good. Thanks, Alan.
Hey, thank you, Rick.
Okay.